98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, very exciting for Eurovision fans. The first semi-final is on tonight. And here, with his encyclopedic knowledge of all things Eurovision, just before he heads off there himself, is our producer, Russell. Russell, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Eurovision Day. Happy Eurovision Week. It's here.
It's
my
here.
Most insufferable time.
Have you managed to sleep with the excitement?
No, I'm really excited, and also producing a breakfast show means I don't sleep anyway, but I'm very excited.
Russell, Eurovision's kicking off tonight. You're heading to Basel today. What can fans expect from the first semi-final? Who's taking part?
Well, there's quite a number of countries taking part tonight, half of them to be exact, but Ireland's not in this one. So this is the one we don't have as much interest in. We also can't vote. So we can kind of just enjoy it.
Yes.
Is the best thing. So there's four that I'm going to talk about in particular that I want to highlight as really interesting and ones that are worth listening out to. There's also, this is a new thing of recent years, the big five that are the automatic entrants, they now perform between all the other songs. So they still, instead of just showing a clip going and here's the others, they actually do the full performance live on stage. So you do get a full experience of the performance rather than a little snippet. So the first song I'm going to point out is from Poland, if you want to take a listen there.
Very Eurovision.
It's very Eurovision, and Justyna, who is representing Poland, is very Eurovision herself. On this very day, in Dublin, in 1995, 30 years ago, she opened the show.
No way!
This is her second time representing. She
is now
52, looking like a 30-year-old model. She looks incredible. And she has so much energy in this performance. It's unreal. She suspends from the ceiling at one point during some of the high notes. It's incredible. This is one to really watch because the Polish fans are really behind Justyna. She's a legend in Poland and abroad with the diaspora. So this is a song called Gaia. I love this so much.
It's very catchy.
It's very, very catchy, and it's a real eye-opening performance. I just love the fact that she is back on the stage on the very day
so many years later.
She actually hit one of the highest notes in the contest's history back in 95, and I think she's going to try it again this time around.
Poland, so one tonight. To watch this year at Eurovision.
Always a case. Sweden, they're also here.
That's very catchy. It's familiar. It sounds like something I know already.
Is it because I keep putting it on my Instagram stories?
Maybe that's it, Russell. Yeah. Maybe that is it.
Kai are the band. They consist of friends Kevin, Axel and Jakob. And the song is called Bada Bada Bastu, which is all about the celebration of saunas.
No way!
Yeah, so a bastu is Swedish
that's
for sauna.
That is happening here in Dublin.
It's bang on trend. So they're actually a comedy group. And this was kind of seen as a bit of a joke song when they entered their national selection.
Does it sound like Inspector Gadget? It sounds like something.
It does. Yeah. That's it.
Sorry, it does.
It does, doesn't it? I knew it sounded familiar.
Earworms, and this is the thing with Eurovision. You've got to be remembered, has to be memorable in that kind of way. So they actually beat a former winner, Måns Zelmerlöw, who won for Sweden back in 2015 with Heroes to win this contest.
Fab.
They come from the Swedish-speaking region of Finland, so they're getting kind of support from both countries, which is amazing. And this is going to give them a really high chance of their eighth win, which will completely obliterate Ireland's record forever.
Yeah.
But it's very popular among Eurovision fans. A dark horse now, it's Albania.
Very catchy.
I love that. It's not a winner.
No, it's not a winner, but I think it's one that's going to surprise a lot of people. Their best result in the contest is fifth back in 2012, and this is hugely popular among fans again, and there's a lot of people saying Tirana 2026. I don't think it's going to win, but I think it's going to place really, really high this year. Albania are one of these, always a dark horse. They send something that's very true to their national music style, and I love that about them, and this is probably one of their best chances in years. And now, I know you both love Chanel. For Spain.
Slow-mo
from back in 2022 in Turin. This is Spain's entry this year, which I think you'll like.
Very
know what she's saying, but I love it.
I know, that's a great thing with Spanish songs sometimes. So ESC Diva, which is the name of the song, is the song performed by Melody. It's written by Thomas Gearson, who also wrote Loreen's two winning entries.
Wow.
He has a great track record. He's obsessed with Eurovision, a bit like myself. He has entered 16 times. I've only entered 0 times.
So far.
And he is a hugely successful songwriter in Scandinavia. So this could do well for Spain. Is it going to come second in the whole thing?
I think it's going to do well. Really well. Top three, I'm calling it.
Yeah,
exactly. Really quickly, San Marino's been represented by Gabri Ponte, who was once a member of Eiffel 65.
Oh, yeah. You're joking.
No,
Does San Marino have Flo Rida before as
they
well?
They did indeed, You have to have money to represent them, really.
Oh, okay.
Croatia, they came second last year. They're not going to qualify tonight. They're like odds on at the last place. So that's really bad. And Iceland are essentially
It's
really bad, I know. But, you know, you can't strike lightning twice, you know.
Yeah.
And Iceland are essentially sending Icelandic Jedward.
Oh, really?
Right.
They're opening the show tonight. So that's all on RT2.
That went well for us.
It did. Somewhat. They gave us a good result once, but then Bambi overtook them. RT2 tonight, 8 p.m. for the first semi-final, and then we're back on Thursday for
Russell,
the Irish one.
Thank you. Enjoy it. Off to the airport.
I'm off to the airport.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Almost 8:10 on Tuesday. New prize?
Some chaos.
And a very quiet booth.
98 FM.
Well, good morning, happy Tuesday, and welcome to Matchy Matchy. It's a safe space, it's very glamorous. It's the game that gives you lots of prizes and some fun moments. If you match three words with either myself or Brendan, you could be winning all of this.
Win a gas-powered barbecue.
A flying lesson over Dublin.
A suitcase with a matching carry-on bag.
A hydrofacial therapy.
A child's rocking horse.
A cordless vacuum cleaner.
And life is a roller coaster with this family day out at a theme park.
In the words of Ronan Keating himself, that list of prizes is getting nice and hefty now, isn't it?
Stunning bits and pieces you could be getting your mitts on.
On all of them. Good morning to Kiva in Knockline. You're on 98 FM. Kiva, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're great, thanks, Kiva. Who's on the school run with you this morning?
I have Max and I have Oscar.
Max and Oscar. Kiva, do you listen to Matchy Matchy most mornings?
Yes, we do, all the time in the school. It's my way of getting them out in the morning.
Very good. We're glad to have been some help for you. When you play along, are you any good?
Sometimes. Mostly two, I'd say, out of three. But
Two out of three ain't bad, but we're hoping for three out of three this morning, Kiva, to win you all of those prizes. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
The boys really want to play with Brendan.
Okay,
Brendan,
off to the soundproof booth.
Okay, Brendan's off to the booth and I'm getting down to business with today's three words on Matchy Matchy. Kiva and Co. Let's find out today's words and win you all of those amazing prizes. Your first word this morning is ham.
Ham.
Ham. H-A-M.
I think ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. Lovely. Your second word is bingo.
Bingo, is it?
Yeah, bingo. B-I-N-G-O.
I'm being told card.
Bingo, card. And your third word this morning, Kiva, is cat.
Cat.
C-A-T.
Food.
Cat food. Okay, so we have ham sandwich, bingo card, and cat food. Are you happy to lock in those three words this morning on Matchy Matchy?
Yes, we are.
Stunning stuff. We are welcoming Brendan back into studio. I'm excited to find out what was going on in that booth. Brendan, hello.
How are we all?
How were things in there?
Lovely. There was like a teeny tiny paddling pool just picking up from my feet. Yeah, it was a cooling sensation.
They got all out.
They have. It's for the summer season.
The AI, Rebecca and Brendan, were flat out
thrilled.
Ordering that.
Yeah.
Okay, Brendan, it's time to play Matchy Matchy. Let's try and get a match this morning.
Yeah.
Your first word is ham.
I don't know why I find the word ham so
this
funny.
This happened before when we said pork as well. We started giggling. Okay, ham.
Sorry, I'm too giddy. Ham.
Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. We have your second word now. It's bingo.
I don't know why the words are tickling me this morning. Bingo balls.
Bingo like, balls.
Yeah.
And your third word, Brendan, is cat.
Oh. Okay. I have to go with the first word that came into my head.
Okay.
Cat flap.
Cat flap. Okay, Brendan. Let's find out if you got a matchy-matchy this morning with Kiva in Knockline.
Come on, Kiva.
No!
Oh,
guys!
Oh, I'm so sorry!
Sadly not. You did get one.
Okay.
You both said ham sandwich.
Okay.
Bingo card Kiva went with and cat
play.
Food.
Cat
Brendan,
food.
You said balls and flap. So it wasn't a match this morning. Kiva, thank you so much for playing matchy-matchy. We'll send you a goodie bag.
Would Max be able to do a quick shout-out,
guys? Oh, yes!
Absolutely!
Hang on one sec. Hi, I'd like to make a big shout-out for Miss Bradley's fourth class and Miss Kearns' first class in Ballyroan Boys' School.
Oh, brilliant!
Miss Bradley and Miss Kearns, you sound like great teachers. Thank you so much for playing matchy-matchy, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, guys. Have a great day.
Have a great
Bye-bye.
Day.
Bye. If you were listening right now and you may have said words similar to
like
Brendan,
balls and flap,
you can WhatsApp us and you, how it sounds.
What's flap us?
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.